A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Ayin Gimel, Baba Basra, 73a, pagination is 145. We begin with the new perek on the topic of a person selling, in this case, a ship. What is going to be included in the sale? And from that, we're going to branch off to one of the most famous sections of Agadah in all of the Talmud. Let's begin four lines into the page. Hamocher es hasfino, a person who sells a ship. Mocher es hatoren, he's selling the mast with the ship. Ve'es hanes, as well as the sail. Ve'es haugnin, as well as the anchor. And all the items that enable to drive the ship, to direct the ship. He is not including the slave that is knowledgeable in how the ship works, and he's your captain, because that person could take a different job for this owner. And not the sacks that hold the cargo. And not the cargo itself. Those things are movable, and that's not included in the sale of the ship. We have this concept in a house as well. We appreciate that a person sells a house. We need to discuss the dresser and the kitchen table. And if he said it and all that is in it, then these things are sold with. Want to make a quick observation on the word nes. So we translated the word nes as sail. Toren is the mast, and the nes is the sail. The Gemara says that it's an idra, and Rashbam explains havilon, the curtain, sheporsim al hatoren, that they spread on the mast, laholich es hasafina baruach, in order to cause the ship to go in the wind. We do have a different translation, usage of the word nes. In Parshas Chukas, in the story of the Nechash HaNechoshes, the Pasuk says that Moshe was instructed to make the image of a serpent, v'sim oso al nes, and to put it on a pole. And in this case, the word nes is being used to refer to a pole. Again, in the words of the Mishnah, toren, the mast, that's the pole, and the nes was the sail, that's a curtain. Over here in Chukas, this is, by the way, the imagery that's used for the medical profession, because looking at this serpent would cause healing, because they would remember Hashem, it would cause healing. So this serpent was not nes on a curtain, on a flag. Rashi tells us that it was al-kalunas, it was on a pole. And that's how the Mefarshim translate it. Likewise, we would want to explore the word nes in the Bracha of Shmona Esrei, Tekah b'Shofar, where the Mefarshim translate as banner, which would be like the sail mentioned in our Mishnah. But again, in Parshas Chukas, the word nes is being translated as pole. Sometimes words that are describing something so similar are sometimes interchangeable. We have something really dramatic like that regarding the word challah, where we call the breads that are eaten challah, but really it's the part of the bread, of the dough, that gets separated for the Kohen and is not eaten by the regular homeowner. That's the real challah. We find words are sometimes interchanged, and perhaps the pole that held the banner might have that type of usage. But again, in Parshas Chukas, it's translated as pole, and in our application, it's translated as sail. We move on the topic, presumably, of seafaring endeavors, to the stories that are mentioned over here, enigmatic stories which were recorded to illustrate certain very significant but somewhat hidden messages. Let's take a look at the middle of the line, middle of the wide lines, at the two dots. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Ishtau li nechuse yamo, the people who go at sea, told me. And the Mefarshim say, these are the people who captain their ship, ship being physical existence, going on a journey on a ship. The soul is on that ship. It's going for a journey to accomplish something. That's why people go out to sea, to accomplish something. And then they come back to dry land to enjoy the fruit of their labor. So the people who go out at sea, meaning the successful ones, they tell me as follows. Hai gala de mitva lisafina, this wave that often drowns ships. Mischazi, it appears, kitsutsitsa denura, like a flame, chivarta, that's white, beresha, it's got a white tip to it. And the Mefarshim explain that this is what we call the Yetzer Hara with a long white beard. That the Yetzer Hara doesn't always down people by simply telling them to sin, but if he tells them to sin, and it's a mitzvah, or to waste their time in this world, claiming that their endeavor is the biggest mitzvah in the world. That's what downs people. Umachinon le, but if you want to strike the wave and ward it off, ba'al vaso, you could do it with a staff, dechokikale, that's written upon it, this is the slogan you would have to use, eya asher eya, Hashem promised even in the exile he would be with us. That was the promise made to Moshe in Parsha Shemos. Ko Hashem Tzivakos, Hashem, the Lord of hosts, he's the king over all forces of the world, and he's the one we're answerable to. Amen, Amen, Selah. Affirming this forever, V'nayich, and this great wave with the white tip, it calms down and it doesn't drown the ship. There is a significant sefer that's been published on these stories. It's called The Juggler and the King. If you'll turn the page, you'll see the origin of that title on the second line of Amud Beis, that there was someone being described as holding Turei Kossi de Chamra, two cups of wine, and he's Mazgi Morik Mehai Lahai Umehai Lahai, and he's pouring from one cup to the other and back and forth, Velonotva Nitifusa La'ara, and not even a drop falls to the ground. And that's the idea of juggling, which is discussed in the Sefer as to how to understand that story. Many of these based on the Vilna Gaon's understanding. Let's try another one on the sixth line. Amar Rabba, L'didi Chazili Ur Zila Bar Yomei, I've seen a very majestic animal, very big, majestic, Davak Hartovar. It's like Hartovar. The Mephoroshim say that Hartovar was a very big mountain, and it might have been eligible to give the Torah on it, except that it was haughty. It was too big. Vartova kamahave, how big is it? So it's very big, arba parsi. O moshcha de tzavre telasa parsi. And it's described, it's enormously big, meaning it believes very haughtily of itself. But you remember from the beginning of the statement, it was only bar yomei. It's one day old. Mefarshim explained, this is the Torah student who shows up in the Beis Medrash, and he's moderately successful initially, and he becomes haughty with his success. Instead of recognizing that there are veteran Talmidei Chachamim, he starts thinking that he's going to make his impact. And if he would be patient, presumably he would. But he's not patient. He didn't learn the skill that we described as, I don't understand, the concept of reverence, the concept of I don't know, but someone else might. And the result is, he gets frustrated that no one's recognizing him. Rama Kufsa, he produces dirt, Vesachale Liyardana, and he stuffs up the river, the flow of water, which is a blessing, he stuffs it up. In other words, he speaks disparagingly about the system because he didn't get instantaneous glorification. Continuing in the Gemara, another story. Va'amar Rabba bar Bar Chana, L'didi chazir le'yayi ekruksa. I saw a frog, a croaker, which represents the Talmud Chacham who's busy day and night, in a positive sense, croaking, learning Torah. Da'avya ki ikra da'agrunya, very big, and is as big as shitin bati, 60 houses, which some mefarshim say refers to the 60 mesechtes that are in the Talmud. Osa tanina, but a big sea serpent came, bala, and wants to swallow it. And these are the challenges of life, the distractions. Asa pushkansa, a raven, came, uvala letanino, and was able to swallow the sea serpent. In other words, do away with it. A little bit like the Chagadya representation of what conquers what. Vesolik Yosef be'ilona, and it ends up being successful by landing on the tree. Tochazi, come see, come anafish chele di ilona, how much credit the tree should be given. And the Mefarshim explain, this is the Talmud Chacham that's threatened by the tanina, by the distractions of life. The way to overcome it is like the raven that ignores its young, according to the tradition. We have to know which species of raven was referred to. But, levnei orev asher yikra'u, it ignores its young, and that's this concept that he has to be able to have bitachon, as Reb Aaron Cutler writes, the biggest criteria for success is bitachon, not to worry so much about all the details. And if the person can conquer the tanina through the pushkansa, through the quality of the orev, not to worry so much, then indeed the support comes through those who support Talmidei Chachamim. They are referred to as the tree because they nurture and create the Etz Chaim Hilamachazikim Ba, the actual functionality in this world of supporting Torah. And the statement of the Gemara is, come look how much credit the tree, the supporter of Torah, should be given, that the Akruksa, which morphs into the pushkansa, that quality, is able to land on the tree and be successful. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.